following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Jane Maria from Wendy's.
With a whole new way to eat the way you want for just $4.99.
Jay, why are you in a box?
I'm making a point that when you order at other places, you feel boxed in by limited combos.
I see.
But now at Wendy's, you're free to pick two. Any new premium half-size salad and one of seven tasty options to go with it, like an apple pecan chicken salad and a chili, both for only $4.99.
Great, so come out of the box.
Can you open it for me, Maria? Maria!
You know when it's real.
At participating Wendy's.
And I'm in a box.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Through October 7th, hurry in for hot buys on Goodyear tires. Save up to $60 on a purchase of four. Plus, go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
Don't you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers.
But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Contact the show at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776, or email the show at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good Monday, the final week of 2010. A Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this week of college football bowl games. Could preview some of the Big 12 teams coming up this week. There's going to be a lot playing. Oklahoma State, Baylor, Oklahoma, Nebraska plays sometime this week. So we'll be talking about those. We'll take a look at how our final four in the Doug and Daddy Pigskin Pick'em are coming in their bowl selections so far. We'll have all that for you, see how they did over the weekend game, see who's in the lead. And, of course, we'll talk about the NFL down to the final week. And, again, some – I don't know if there were crazy games yesterday, but Jay Cutler, you going to get done throwing him under the bus one of these days, Daddy? Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, producer-engineer Merritt with us on the program today. Phone lines are open. We're pretty open today. Want to get your thoughts. Glad to have you back from the Christmas holiday. Hope your holiday went well. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. I know it's not always 100%. There's people out there that have their mom or dad or brothers or sisters or kids that are off to the war, some that aren't feeling well, some that couldn't be with their families. Some haven't even had their Christmas yet. They'll do it over this New Year's weekend, but we're glad you're back along with us. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And the Dent Popper inbox is always open. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. They'll take care of the dents and chinks in your vehicle. Check them out on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center and the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Douglas, can the Cowboys get Alex Henry? Can we recruit him right after the bowl game ends? Oh, that was terrible the other night. We thought we had a win on the road. Well, at least a chance to win in overtime. Shanks an extra point. How do you miss an extra point in the NFL? You kick 500 of them in a row, and he just totally shanks the thing. But on the positive side of things, if you're a Chicago Bears fan, you mentioned Jay Cutler. Unbelievable performance against one of the best defenses in the NFL, the New York Jets. And, hey, Torrey, you've been a fan a long time. Kansas City Chiefs, thumbs up.
All the Chiefs fans that are out there, Jason, and there's a lot of Chiefs fans out there that we know that are Bob Hamer.
Yeah.
Good buddy Bob. He's all fired up about him being in there. Crazy Chris, he's a Chiefs fan. So congratulations to all of those Chiefs fans as they have made the NFL playoffs. Kansas City, Baltimore, And even despite the loss yesterday, the Jets are in since Jacksonville choked. Also, AFC, all the games will go through New England as long as they're in, which means two home games. So unless they get upset the first game, they'll have both games in Boston or New England, Orchard Park. Packers have the inside advantage in the NFC. San Francisco fires Mike Singletary, and St. Louis still hasn't clinched the NFC West. We'll find out if they can do that this weekend. Giants and Buccaneers still alive. Unfortunately, I would so much rather see the Buccaneers in there than the Giants. But right now, the Packers and Saints holding those wild card berths. So that's nothing wrong with them either.
Yeah, how do you go to Tampa Bay and get absolutely blasted, 38-15, then find out we're not out of this deal? We come back and qualify for the playoffs next week. That's what Seattle did, and that's I think they're going to take a look at that deal. They're surely going to do something with that in the future instead of having a division winner. When you got teams with three more wins than these guys going to be left out, and one of those teams is going to qualify, be on the road, and they're going to get blasted because they're not good football teams.
Not going to be on the road. They're going to be at home. If you've been paying attention, they get home games because the wild card teams have to go on the road. So they get a home game. So that's what's going on with the NFC West. And, yeah, it's fine. Like I'm on the side of it's an aberration. It very rarely happens. And, again, if the team gets in at 8-8, that's one win different than the 9-7 Cardinals going to the Super Bowl and just about beating the Pittsburgh Steelers here a couple of years ago. So the problem is that none of these guys will be coming in hot. None of them will be coming in hot like Arizona was that year, or like a couple of these teams could have been. You know, the Niners, had they kept it any kind of together, and they were never really – but, I mean, at least, you know, an 0-5 team, if they get to 8-8, you know, that's a heck of a second half of the season. That's not the case here. So you're right, none of those teams, although I think the Rams are far and away the best of the teams in that division. So I'm pulling for the Rams to get in there, and what a story that would be for Sam Bradford to lead that team with Steven Jackson and a much better defense into the playoffs. But we'll see how that goes. Your thoughts? Do you think a 7-9 team should be in the playoffs? A 6-10 team? But it will be 7-9 at the worst, because right now the Rams are 7-8 and the Seahawks are 6-9. So one of those teams will get in either at 8-8 or at 7-9. Your thoughts? I'd love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN. Daddy, how are your selections?
My selections were let me check my selections. We had a four-pack of selections. Lord knows I can't pick a bowl game for anything. But my selections... The Philadelphia Eagles, of course, haven't went. We got the Cleveland Browns in there. No, we didn't. We lost. Oh, I'm 0-3. I'm 0-3 with Philadelphia to go.
Yet you are 4-1 in our little side pool.
I'm 3-0 with 2 to go in that.
So you're like the guy in Vegas that gives away the public, and then they've got to call you for the real selections. Is that what just happened?
That's the
call 999-462 daddy. Call 999-462 daddy. We'll give you his hot picks. They suck, but then he'll give you the ones he's really gonna wager on. 999-462 daddy.
Yeah, we got Philadelphia. I had in the picks I did on our side deal, and then we got Philadelphia. So I got only a chance to go 1-1 out of 4. So that's terrible. Terrible, and I apologize. Yucky.
We're going to keep you busy. It's a busy week as far as live sporting events here on ESPN Radio. It starts this afternoon, holiday basketball tournaments. The Ravenna Holiday Tournament will be getting underway. I'll have the girls game for you, Loup City and Overton, at 2:45. Then we'll switch over to Classic Hits 98.9, and those games will be going on, of course, on Classic Hits. From the boys' side, 4:30, it will be Loup City taking on Overton, and then Ravenna takes on Centura. Of course, Centura girls are in Florida. We talked about that last week. They play their holiday tournament. They're there. They start tomorrow, play 3 days. And so that's why there's a team missing over Ravenna. So the Ravenna girls will automatically move on to the finals tomorrow. There'll be three more games tomorrow from Ravenna. Also, on KICS and 1230 KHAS, they'll be following Hastings High and Adams Central at their holiday tournaments, which are in Aurora and also at Minden. And so there'll be some good basketball there. Heartland High School, which is in Henderson, gets underway today. Central City's there. Donovan Trumbull's there. Also, Arapahoe gets underway today. They play Pleasanton in the first round. SEM goes down, and they take on Hitchcock County in the first round of that basketball tournament. Many more get underway tomorrow. Most of the tournaments that aren't three, that most of the tournaments get underway tomorrow. There's some three-day tournaments, including the GNAC, which will be going on at Kearney High.
Well, a lot of sports going on, including the bowl games. Most of those can be heard this week right here.
And that starts tonight. We will have the Monday Night Football game, Saints-Falcons. Tomorrow, we will be bringing you college football. We will not be bringing you Eagles-Minnesota rescheduled game because I would rather listen to Missouri-Iowa than Philadelphia-Minnesota. With nothing going on, Philadelphia's clinched. Minnesota's out. We're going to play the bowl games tomorrow. So after basketball tomorrow, the boys' consolation game from over at Ravenna, we will have the West Virginia North Carolina State Champ Sports Bowl, then the Insight Bowl. On Wednesday, the Amherst Holiday Tournament with Kearney Catholic, Ainsworth, North Platte, St. Pat's. We'll have the Kearney Catholic games here Wednesday afternoon on ESPN 1460. That will be followed by a pair of Big 12 teams playing in the Texas Bowl, 5 o'clock kickoff, Baylor and Illinois, and then Oklahoma State and Arizona will immediately follow that in the Alamo Bowl. Then on Thursday, more Big 12 football, the Pinstripe Bowl, the inaugural one. Wonder if Kansas State is, with that great storm in the east, playing at Yankee Stadium. Let's see how that works out. Kansas State and Syracuse Thursday afternoon, then Nebraska and Washington Thursday night here on ESPN Radio in the Holiday Bowl. And finally, on Friday, the final day of the year, we bring you two more college football games, the Sun Bowl, Miami, Notre Dame, and New Year's Eve, the Chick-fil-A Bowl, South Carolina, Florida State, plus a triple header of college football action. Maybe it's four, but I think it's a triple header on New Year's Day, including the Fiesta Bowl with Oklahoma, Connecticut, the Rose Bowl with TCU, Wisconsin, and this would be some great football games. Merritt, how did our guys do over the weekend? Do we have a clear-cut leader?
Oh, we have a whole big spiel if you want to go through that.
We'd love to hear it.
Five games are in the book in the Pigskin Bowl pickup, and no one's perfect, but three people are 4-1. Doug, Tim, and Jack. The only loss is the Hawaii Bowl, where they picked Hawaii. Only one idiot was smart enough to pick Tulsa in the Hawaii Bowl, and that was M-Dog. He is currently 3-2. Daddy and Terry have some ground to cover as they start out 2-3. And John only had one game right for the first five games. That's the Mako Bowl. Half of the bowl games are coming up this week. Here's a rundown. On Monday, you have the Independence Bowl with Georgia Tech versus Air Force. On Tuesday, you'll have a doubleheader with the Champ Sports Bowl, NC State versus West Virginia, and the Insight Bowl with Missouri versus Iowa. On Wednesday, a triple header as the Military Bowl starts it off with East Carolina and Maryland, then the Texas Bowl with Baylor and Illinois, and finishing off with the Alamo Bowl with Oklahoma State and Arizona. Four games to look forward to on your Thursday: Armed Forces Bowl, Southern Methodist versus Army, the Pinstripe Bowl with Syracuse versus Kansas State, the Music City Bowl with North Carolina and Tennessee, and of course the Holiday Bowl with Nebraska versus Washington. Four games for your Friday, starting off with the Meineke Car Care Bowl with Clemson versus South Florida, the Sun Bowl with Notre Dame versus Miami of Florida, then the Liberty Bowl with Central Florida and Georgia, finishing off with the Chick-fil-A Bowl with Florida State versus South Carolina. Six games fill up your Saturday. Here's how it starts off: the Ticket City Bowl with Texas Tech versus Northwestern, the Outback Bowl with Penn State and Florida, the Capital One Bowl with Michigan State and Alabama, the Gator Bowl with Mississippi State in Michigan, the Fiesta Bowl with Oklahoma and Connecticut, and finishing off with the Rose Bowl with TCU versus Wisconsin. There's only seven games after this week, so we'll break it all down on Monday and see if you're going to win the Pigskin Pick'em and the laptop from Premier Rental Purchase.
When he doesn't have a lot going on, we let him do stuff like that.
Is John even trying? 1-4, let's go. Focus a little bit.
A lot. There's, you know, it's five down, 30 to go. No, not 30. What about 25 to go? Yeah. So, you know, there's time to catch up. Time to catch up. Let's catch up with Sean Callahan from Huskers Illustrated from sunny San Diego. Weren't sure we were going to be able to fit Sean in today because the team is supposed to just be getting ready to practice, but they're running behind. Are they stuck in the mud, Sean? Good morning.
No, yeah, they're supposed to start about 9:30. I think the bus has just pulled up, literally, so that the players have to go get suited up, and then they'll start practice. But beautiful day here in San Diego. Temperatures will be in the 60s. No wind at all, so it's a shorts day. I'm wearing shorts with a long-sleeve top, and it feels good to be out here in shorts in December.
Good-looking cat like Sean Callahan strutting his stuff out there in San Diego, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I know we don't have a lot of time here, Sean, so we'll jump into it and maybe catch you later in the week. But the practices are in the morning. That way they can do a lot more stuff in the afternoon and enjoy some of San Diego, the scheduled stuff in the afternoon, and then whatever they want to do at night. But yesterday, with all the floods, they're practicing on a grass field. The big story was, besides Niles Paul watching what he's going to do, the soggy conditions. How good of a practice did the team put in yesterday? The coaches didn't seem too concerned.
You know, I think they made it through, and it's dried up better today, but it just looks like a surface that really hasn't been treated or cared for. I mean, it's a real, you know, short grass. I mean, like a golf putting green type of grass, and it was soggy like a sponge with their kind of bare and dead spots all over it, and you know, this kind of resembled something that you would see, like, not yeah, in high school, you know, when you saw like a freshman field or like the freshman and JV team practices on it. It just didn't look like a facility of a Division I caliber. So it was an adjustment for the guys, but you know, they stayed positive, and they said, you know, if anything, this will help us get prepared for maybe the absolute worst we could see on Thursday. But I think the field conditions shouldn't be a problem by the time Thursday rolls around out here. I think it's not going to rain or anything like that over there. I mean, they received over 10 inches of rain here last week, and that's more rain than they typically get over a course of an entire year. In fact, sometimes that's more rain than they get in San Diego over a two-year period, and they had all that happen last week.
Sean, what did those guys playing the Navy San Diego State game on the Qualcomm field, what did that do to that surface? Will it be ready to go, or what are they doing with it?
You know, I haven't heard. But I don't think it's going to be an issue because obviously the Chargers didn't have a home game this week. So they've had plenty of time, a full week, to dry it out and get things ready to go. So I don't think the field conditions will be an issue for the Holiday Bowl on Thursday just because of the fact that Chargers – now, if the Chargers had a play there yesterday, that could have been interesting to see where it would have been at by Thursday. But I think the whole week – without any rain especially, they should be good to go to get things fixed up.
Chargers didn't play anywhere yesterday. Sean Callahan with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, just yell if you got to go. But a couple more questions before we let you roll here. Niles Paul, they had hoped and they had said, kind of one of the only storylines besides the off-field things, that he might be able to go. What's your gut feeling? It sounded like yesterday they aren't planning on a lot from him. Is that coach speak, or is he really just not going to be close to 100%?
You know, Bo was really positive about it, but Ted Gilmore was really, I think, blunt and honest. He goes, guys, even if Niles is ready to go, the young man hasn't practiced for 35 days. We're not going to play him a lot. It will be a limited role, you know, of a few plays here and there. So it won't be like if Niles is cleared, he's going to step out there and start. I think they would go with the guys they've been playing. And, you know, yesterday he wasn't in shoulder pads or a helmet. He was out here running on the foot for the very first time in football cleats. And his first break on this slippery grass, he fell right on his butt. I mean, he was coming out of his break and he fell down. And so I think for his foot, you know, it takes time. I mean, it's only been, what, 35 days, 5 weeks total. And, you know, it's to the point where I think another week from now he'd be really good to go, but I think it's pretty close, and I wouldn't expect a huge roll out of him in this game.
Sean, you've been to several bowls before. The excitement level of this team as compared to those other games right now?
You know, I think they're excited, and Bo just does a really good job of letting the players enjoy the trip. I think the morning practice schedule, they have meetings at 7:10, breakfast at 6 a.m., but then at noon you're done for the day with everything, and that gets the players a lot of opportunity and time to go out and do things and enjoy the city. So I think, you know, it's hard not to enjoy a place like this, even though they went here last year. A lot of the players still went to the zoo yesterday. I know some of the older guys didn't go, but Today, SeaWorld, Rex Burkhead told me he's still planning on going to SeaWorld because it's such a big place that it's hard to see it all anyway in one day. And so I think, you know, the players have done a nice job of enjoying this trip. And Burkhead told me he's going to go out kayaking and check out the Navy SEAL Center. So I think they are having a good time here, and they're kind of looking to prove people wrong that, you know, there's this notion they don't want to be here. And I think Bo has done a good job of helping, you know, keeping this team motivated.
Sean, Ricky Thanars, Baker Steinkuhler not going to be able to play in this game because of the off-field DUIs. How much does that affect the game on Thursday?
I think Baker is a definite loss in the middle. I mean, he's just going to really, you know, put a lot of pressure on Terrence Moore to have a big game. You know, they need Terrence to step in there, and Thaddeus Randall is going to see more snaps than he's seen all year, and I think they'll just have to kind of roll with a three-man rotation because they don't really have a good fourth guy to go after Thad Randall. So I think that's the key, is can their defense hold up with three guys or just four in the middle? You know, Thanars hadn't been playing at all, and he actually wasn't even on a lot of the special teams. I don't know if he was on punt or one of those. I think he was on one of the punt teams, but I just feel more bad for Ricky because he was telling me before the DUI, he had 30 or 40 friends and family from his home 60 miles away that were going to be here for this game, his final Husker game. He had just received his degree. So I feel more bad for everything he's been through to have end things in this way. But, he's out here practicing still and has his head up high. And I know he just wants to help his teammates here in practice get a win.
Sean, how did Taylor look yesterday going through things?
Well, we tried to interview him again, and he declined the interview, so we didn't get a chance to really talk to Taylor yesterday, but he's looked pretty good. I think the time off has helped him. It just remains to be seen, you know, what percent he is. Does he have that explosive jet? You know, and I think we won't know. You know, even if they can just get some 15 or 20, 20-yard, 25-yard runs out of him, I think this offense would really benefit. I don't expect to see any 80-yard runs from him, but if he can at least give them some nice third down runs where he picks up first downs, that really makes a big difference, I think, with this offense.
And Sean, Alfonso Dennard said yesterday he plans on coming back to Nebraska. Big story?
Well, I think we kind of knew he was going to come back. I mean, he had kind of hinted most of the time that the players and the coaches, Bo had said from the get-go they were going to kind of he was going to come back, and he just kind of reconfirmed that. And you know, I think he's going to get a lot of publicity now. He'll be a first-team, probably preseason All-Big Ten corner going into next year. And I think Jared Crick, you know, that's the guy we got to watch now. He hasn't said either way. I wouldn't be surprised. I think he might throw his name out to the advisory board to see where he falls in the draft and kind of weigh the positives and the negatives, because he has put up a really good season without Sue. And I think he has 9 or 10 sacks right now, which is – more than what he had last year, right at what he had last year. And, for him, maybe he could look at it and say it could be hard to raise my stock anymore. But, he's got time to think about that still. And I think he comes back, but you just never know.
Sean, prediction before we let you go?
I think Nebraska will win this game, but I don't think they'll cover the 14. I think you're looking at maybe a 7-to-10-point Husker win. I think Washington's going to come out and do some more things offensively. Jake Locker's healthy. His rib is not bothering him, so he can run it a little bit more. The key will be stopping Chris Polk, the running back. You know, he's been their main guy. If they can limit Chris Polk and force Washington to be more one-dimensional, I think that's how Nebraska wins this game.
Sean, yesterday Washington had two players go down with injuries. Looked like they'll be out. Were those big-name players? I think one was a guard, one was a linebacker.
Well, I know this much. Their offensive line doesn't have much at all, and their defensive line doesn't have much at all. So any lineman they lose, that's a big loss for them because they were really young up front, and Nebraska's D-line exposed them in that game. So anybody that lost on that line is a loss right now, I think.
Sean, we'll let you go. I know practice is about ready to get started. We appreciate you giving us some time, as always, on the Doug and Daddy Show, and put some sunscreen on, all right?
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
See you, Sean. Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com, live from San Diego, where the Holiday Bowl is coming up Thursday night. Your thoughts on Nebraska, Washington, we'll get those all week. Love to get your thoughts. Going to get Daddy's thoughts. Going to look at that game. I think, Tony, if we remember right, yeah, it was a big win. A lot of people, Nebraska's only favored by 3 when they went out there the first time. You were on the side of Vegas saying, man, it's only three. You were worried. A lot of Husker fans are worried. I wasn't as worried. I guess, correct on that one. It played out that way. But Nebraska had a lot of big plays in that football game, and you cannot rely on big plays. You can't rely on the three-run home run. You can't rely on the 80-yard run. You can't rely on two pick sixes. You might get picks, but you can't return them. You can't rely on them being returned. We'll look back at that game, talk more about what's going on with the Holiday Bowl and a whole lot more. Love to hear from you. Send us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. We're back after this.
We stewed and fretted and stewed over what to call our big year-end sales event. Unfortunately, all the really good names, like the 13th month sale and the Rudy Kazooty super sale, were already taken. So it looks like the Midway Auto Group year-end sales event will be the biggest sale you ever, never heard of. So call it what you will, but for gosh sakes, don't miss it. Cause the deals at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Kearney during the last week of the year are the kind of deals you'll definitely want to write home to Mama about. And listen, not only are the deals legendary, the Midway Auto Group will also add free routine maintenance for all of 2011 on any new or Midway certified pre-owned vehicle purchase.
Isn't this nice?
And just what you'd expect from the good folks at Midway Auto Group. So hurry into the you name it year-end sales event now with Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Cause like all good things, it has to come to an end. Midway, it's a better way.
My name is Deb Gray, and I've been a personal trainer for more than 20 years, and I've already started my husband on CTS 360 to give him that extra energy edge to help him lose weight.
Complete Nutrition delivers again with the newest revolution in weight loss, CTS 360. We all have a reason or two for gaining weight. What's yours? Intense cravings? Lack of energy? Too much stress? With its exclusive new formula, CTS 360 will eliminate cravings, increase energy, and attack stubborn fat.
Take it from me. CTS 360 will get you to your goal faster for a new you.
If you're ready to lose 10 pounds or more, get to Complete Nutrition today. Grab the brand new CTS 360 and attack fat from every angle.
CTS 360 available only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Kearney, just north of Sunmark on 2nd Avenue, and in Grand Island, just north of Gordman's off Highway 281.
Complete Nutrition.
Monday night, it's an NFC South showdown when the Atlanta Falcons host the New Orleans Saints. Hi, everybody. This is Boomer Esiason of Westwood One. Join Kevin Harlan and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all of the action. Will Matt Ryan and the Falcons clinch the division championship, or will Drew Brees and the Saints take a step closer to defending their Super Bowl title? Tune in to find out. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures in the upper 30s to around 40. Winds will also stay to the southwest around 5 to 15. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, lows will be back to 17. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 21.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. And, well, after the holidays, sometimes you get some money. They say, get yourself something. Sometimes you don't get what you want. Sometimes you've got to exchange a gift. And as we said at the top of the program, maybe you haven't even celebrated your Christmas holiday, or you have one more to go. You got one side of the family to go to. You got another side of the family to go to. You got your grandma's to go to. You still need a gift. Misco Sports is the place to be because they're open for you all week long. They're open right now. Steve and the gang ready to help you out. Still got Husker t-shirts, sweatshirts, men's, women, and children now 20% off at Misco's. All men's college hoodies and NFL hoodies that remain in stock are 25% off. Get your game on at Misco Sports on the brinks of the downtown Kearney Center, where they carry brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike, Mizuno, Adidas, and a whole lot more. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Former Nebraskans, former Huskers, Danny Woodhead, and Dominican Sue, a couple of the guys that had big games yesterday, Daddy.
Well, you start with Woodhead. That's just something that continues to turn heads. Doug, when you were gone on Friday, we brought up Danny Woodhead saying that before the season started, and maybe Hard Knocks put some exposure on him, But there's been so many players this NFL season. When I say players, I'm talking skill position people that you know or household names. Danny Woodhead's got to be at the top of that list. One of the few players, along with Peyton Hillis, Arian Foster. I mean, there's a Jacoby Ford. There's a few out there. But he just continues. Doesn't matter what they ask him to do, he does it and does it well.
Did you see? I didn't get to see the whole bit over the weekend, but did you see the latest Danny Woodhead bit?
I've not saw it.
Where he's, I mean, and maybe he could do that at Misco's. He goes in to a sports store, a sporting goods store, an apparel store somewhere, and, you know, he's 5'9/5'7", and he's a salesman. And hardly anybody knows it's Danny Woodhead. He's talking about, hey, you want a Patriots jersey? Hey, what are you looking for? Hey, have you got a Woodhead jersey?
He's got Dan on his...
It says Dan on his name tag. I didn't see that. Where was that? Was that ESPN or was that...
No, they did it in Boston. It was a sporting good show. I think it's on YouTube. I think you can look it up on YouTube and we can effort that. But, yeah, that's something that's come out and they're having some fun with it. And, yeah. One guy actually said you're too little, or he was too little.
Poor Danny Woodhead. Poor Danny Woodhead just signed a contract, yeah. And life is large and life is good. 13 carries, 93 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. 3 catches for 22 yards yesterday in the 34-3 romp of Buffalo. And for Ndamukong Suh yesterday, 5 solo tackles, including a sack, which I called for, as they came from behind in a great victory there. That's what I like to see. When you got nothing to play for, the teams that still want to play football.
Yeah, they look like a team that's really got a chance to jump up in that next tier of teams a year from now. You know, you hadn't won on the road. Now you won back-to-back games on the road. I think really turning some heads. Detroit fans should be getting excited.
Another ex-Husker that had a good day yesterday that had been quiet all season was Karell Buchholter. It's all Tim Tebow and the comeback. Houston, really, how does Kubiak have a job today? 17-0 against Denver, and you blow that? But Buchholter, 11 rushes, 42 yards, touchdown on the ground, 3 receptions, 50 yards, touchdown through the air yesterday.
You know, there's somebody that you would have thought maybe with all the injuries would have stepped up and been one of the guys, you know, this year that they really could have relied on. And then it's just one of those deals where you don't hear his name. Then finally towards the end of the season, maybe he makes enough of a step here towards the end to keep his job another year.
And Adam Carriker, 4 solo tackles and a sack for Washington in an inexplicable win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Is Shanahan, what do you say? They win the last two when they're totally out of it with Rex Grossman, who wasn't near as good yesterday, but they beat a couple of decent football teams to get a couple of wins. Cincinnati comes out of nowhere to win yesterday over San Diego. Will North Turner survive? Does Marvin Lewis keep his job? I think there's going to be a lot of coaching changes in the NFL. It's a lot or a little, and it just depends how it goes. And, of course, the axe fell on Mike Singletary. You know, I don't know if Mike Singletary is a good coach or not. I like the guy, though. I hope he lands on his feet somewhere in a hurry. I think Mike Singletary is the type of guy that the Niners could have said, do you want to stay on staff? And he'd have probably said, yeah, I can contribute here. I don't think he has hard feelings. He knows they weren't winning. And maybe there's some things he's got to change.
But look at the quarterback situation he had to deal with.
He should have never started Troy Smith yesterday. That was a bad call. You can't put a guy in that can't throw the ball. Say what you want to get about Alex Smith. At least he can throw the ball.
I'm not saying yesterday. I'm saying the whole time Mike Singletary's been there. They have been bad at the quarterback position.
Mike Singletary could coach the Colts, you think?
Yeah, Mike Singletary would be just fine at a lot of places.
That's a possibility.
You know, you look at the Detroit situation. You look when Stafford's in there. He's awfully talented, moving things the right direction. Now, he hasn't been in there long enough because he gets slammed on his shoulder about every third play he's in there. But those teams are Castle, throwing short passes, going down the field. Dwayne Bowe finding a way to get open.
By the way, thanks. Is there a reason that all my fantasy football players, now that it meant nothing and I was in no championship games yesterday, went crazy yesterday? Hey, Joe Adai, welcome back, asshole. But again, then I have to ask you, why is Mike Hart, why is Dominic Rhodes in a game that you have Adai and Brown healthy? Idiots. You know, Jamal Charles goes crazy. Dwayne Bowe has had a great year. I hope the Chiefs win some football games, but the Chiefs might have to start off by playing at New England, and that's just the worst draw that they could get.
Exactly right. Yeah, there's I no think the coming Chiefs, out of there with a win.
Chiefs could beat any of the other teams in the AFC. They could beat the Patriots, but the Patriots somehow short up that defense in the second half of the season. Monday Night Football tonight, it's right here, Atlanta taking on the New Orleans Saints. Everybody in the world's taking Atlanta. Why? Oh, because I picked New Orleans. That must be why.
Well, because they're at home and they saw the Mike. The
eight in a row.
Matt Ryan success.
Eight in a row.
What is he, 18-1 or something? I mean, like that.
Clinch home field throughout tonight, right? If they can win that. Is that correct?
I think that's the deal. Yeah.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. More Husker talk, more football talk, more of what you want to talk about. What? Ohio State, make a deal. Step up, make a deal. Your thoughts, give you time to email or call us during the break. If I am Ohio State and I am Terrell Pryor and I am all these guys that are going to get suspended, get it done with the NCAA. Say, we will set out this meaningless Sugar Bowl and the first two games, I'd bargain for one, but accept two games next season. Why would you destroy next season when this season already is done? It means nothing. That Sugar Bowl means nothing, and you are Ohio State. I know you've got talent, and I know you'll be missing big pieces of the puzzle. But if I was one of the players, wouldn't you say, let's just set out this one and then get after it next year? Ooh, I'll miss Akron and Toledo. Ooh, but at least I'll get to play against Colorado and Miami of Florida and Michigan State and try and help our football team win a Big Ten championship next year. And that way we're ready to go when we head to Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Wouldn't that make sense? And don't you think the NCAA would okay that and accept that?
Well, who knows what they would. I don't know that you can automatically say that because they're so spastic they might go the other way on you.
We'll take a break. Your thoughts on that? I don't see any backlash to that at all except hanging maybe a few of your seniors out to dry on this year's team. But again, what do they got to play for? Back after this.
Wow, dude, that net's huge. What do you think we're fishing for, a whale?
Nope. Boat.
Play Catch a Boat, the online fishing game where one lucky person will win a brand new Stratus fishing boat, motor, and trailer, all provided by North American Fishing Club. Every day you play is another chance to win the boat or one of our great daily prizes. To start playing, Google Catch a Boat or visit TakeMeFishing.org. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 1/10/11. For official rules and complete details, visit TakeMeFishing.org.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way on our network of stations today and on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on ESPN 1460 as the Loop City and Overton girls play at 2:45. Then we switch over to Classic Hits 98.9 for boys action at 4:30. Loop City plays Overton and Ravenna takes on Centura at 6:15. It's live coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament Monday and Tuesday right here and on ESPNSuperstation.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home.
cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures in the upper 30s to around 40. Winds will also stay to the southwest around 5 to 15. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, lows will be back to 17. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 21.
I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we get in that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars?
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hope you got what you wanted for the holidays and you're resting easy. Maybe you got what you got wanted for the holidays and you're not resting easy. That's because you don't have the Serta mattress from Bruce Furniture, where they feature the lowest prices of the year on Serta mattresses. You sleep on that. It's premium. It's Bruce Furniture. It's right there. Oh, so incredible. So incredible at Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, Alliance. And right now, you can still get an HD TV free or up to a $600 gift certificate, your choice, with a qualifying Serta purchase. You'll get that flat screen to go along with your new Serta mattress, watch the football games. And what does Bruce do for you? At the Just Right For You store, they deliver it free.
They get rid of it free.
Yeah, they get rid of it free, and then they set it up free. It's all there for you. And they'll take that old mattress or furniture wherever you want to go. The dump, your sisters, your kids at college, in town, you know, around the area. They'll take it to the auction, wherever you want it to go. They'll take care of you at the Just Right For You store. Bruce Furniture, the lowest price of the year on Serta mattresses, but time is running out. See them today. Bruce Furniture, downtown Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
Doug, the rest of the week, we're going to have some people trying to get you a preview on these bowl games. We're going to have somebody from New York with the Kansas State Wildcats, somebody from Iowa, just do some different things. See if we can't get some people on to talk about, on that East Coast is something. You brought it up early in the show with what's going on in Philadelphia and New York. And obviously today, the people that were reporting there on SportsCenter, the snow had subsided. It had stopped. It looked like to be a pretty nice day, at least. No more precipitation coming down. So they get the snow up, at least so people could sit down. They were going to have 70,000 people, 3,000 workers doing that game last night. And the mayor said, we didn't want them stranded in the parking lot all night. That's basically why they didn't play the game. And, you know, the former mayor coming out blasting the deal saying Vince Lombardi would.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. What did they do back in the day? There's a happy medium, and boy, I heard some I heard some commentary elsewhere this morning that just made me beat my head against the wall. It's not like the old days, people. It's a whole lot different. Yeah, they play. Well, that's why we have concussions these days. That's why we have bigger guys these days. Yeah, they played back in the 60s when a lineman was 240, and that was a huge guy. It's a whole different scenario these days. You can't compare these days to the good old days.
No, you can't. I would imagine I'd have to go back, and I think the stadiums were much smaller. Obviously, the attendance wasn't going to be 70,000 in 1961 or whatever. There weren't going to be that many people. Maybe they would have automatically played it. I don't know. But it looked to be a terrible mess there yesterday. I don't know how they thought they were going to play that game.
Yeah, I mean, they did what's best. One, they put the city in a state of emergency. It's kind of hard to play a football game.
Okay, don't leave your house unless you're one of the 70,000 that got tickets. And we'd be more than happy to have you. It's right. Tough for them to say that.
We're gonna escort you in. 888-455-ESPN 888-455-3776. Email address Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We were talking about the Huskers. Sean Callahan was with us in the first half of the show. Thought Nebraska would win, but below the Vegas point total of 14. He's looking for a 7-10-point victory just because of all the factors. There's a lot of factors if you want to compare it to the first time or anything going back to the same place. playing the same team you beat by 35 points. How much excitement is there from the Huskers? You're missing a couple of guys. It means nothing. I mean, the game means nothing except getting that 11th win. And you can't even say it's a spark plug into next season. I'm not buying it this time around. You don't want to end the year on two losses. I get all that. But then you look back at that first game. Jake Locker can't possibly play any worse unless he went 4 of 20 with no touchdowns. 4 of 20, one touchdown, all those picks. Nebraska just rolled up a ton of yards, 24-yard touchdown. Then some of the other touchdowns, Taylor Martinez, 80 yards. And then you look at the interceptions that were returned in that ball game. Alfonso Dennard had an interception return for a touchdown. Near interception touchdowns. Roy Helu had a 65-yard run. It was a game of big plays for the Huskers. You can't expect that, especially if Martinez is banged up.
I just got to think that Martinez has got to be getting close to ready to go with a month off. Now, high ankle sprain, you probably get a physical therapist out there just shaking his head right now going, whoa, wait a minute, they can hang on for four, six, 8 months. That's fine. Nebraska's a better football team. You ought to line up talent on talent. Nebraska is going to beat this team, in my mind, 10 out of 10 times. There's not one exception. Jake Locker gets hot. Not against our defense. Man on man, we're better than they are. And I think you got to go out and you take care of business. And I really, the 14 points, yeah, you said the big plays are not. Whether we had those big plays or not, we scored fast, great. We still were going to drive the football on those goofballs.
In case you forget, the first time around, Nebraska had 21 first downs to Washington's 13. Nebraska rushed for 383 yards in that ball game. They had 533 yards of total offense compared to just 246 yards for Washington. 71 yards is all they managed through the air in that football game. Nebraska still had 7 penalties, and Washington only had 2. In that contest, so they've got to shore that one thing up. That's been a problem most of the year. Took care of most of that in the Big 12 championship game, but this is a long time ago that Nebraska just beat up on Washington. They should beat up on them again. If they have 75% of the same intensity,
I would think. You got to remember, this is a team that you go back to their last game. This is a team that had to score 44 seconds left to get qualified for the Holiday Bowl, to get qualified for any bowl. And that was against Washington State. Their defense allowed 28 points to the laughingstock of college football in the last 5 years. They eked out a win. It was the Apple Cup. Great. I'm sure there's some huge emotions for that one. I'm sure people wait for that game all year.
Predictions on our Doug and Daddy show coming up on Thursday, and then we will have a show Friday. Don't want to. Could put on a college football bowl game, but you're going to want to, and we could put on holiday basketball, but you're going to want reaction, especially if things don't go like everybody hopes. But your reaction coming up on Friday, December 31st, the final day of the year. We will take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back in a minute, but before we go, remember that all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by the great folks at BK. Why not let Burger King take care of you for lunch, dinner? How about breakfast? Served daily until 11 o'clock, the breakfast value meal has 8 different items, including Seattle's best coffee for only $1. And right now, the original chicken sandwich or chicken club with bacon and tomato. Buy one, get one free. Maybe you want to. Maybe you got a friend in the car. There you go. 2 locations in Kearney, next to Walmart, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, near Kearney Cinema, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Also, Lexington, Cozad, North Platte. We're back after this.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the chicken coop.
There's nothing better than hanging out with friends and family watching your favorite sports on TV. And there's no better place to do it than the chicken coop. The chicken coop has everything sports fans want in one place. Lots of screens, lots of games, your favorite drinks, and the best darn food around, like wings, steaks, pizza, and appetizers galore. So when the game's on, have the time of your life at the chicken coop, downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island. See you there.
The cracked pipe inside the wall, the broken water heater in the basement. No matter where the water damage begins, one phone call to 1-800-SERV-PRO will bring it to an end. Because when it's your home or business that's been damaged by water, you don't just want your things dry, you want your life back as well. So when water damage strikes, don't let a smaller bid lead to bigger problems later. Make the right call the first time to the cleanup specialist trained to make it like it never even happened. At 1-800-SERV-PRO, fire and water cleanup and restoration. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. Auto Owners Insurance promises great service, and we deliver again. J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners Insurance highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept. Visit AutoOwners.com to find an agent near you. Auto Owners. The no problem people.
For award information, visit JDPower.com.
Michael Holand claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Holand One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Holand One Farms products. Click on the Holand One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Holand One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
College football's bowl season on ESPN Radio. The 12th-ranked Tigers won their last three games to break the top 15 and now look to wrap up one of their best seasons as they roll into the postseason for the sixth time. Waiting are the Iowa Hawkeyes trying for their third straight bowl win. The Insight Bowl. Iowa Hawkeyes, number 12 Missouri Tigers.
Missouri, Iowa, Tuesday night at 9 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures in the upper 30s to around 40. Winds will also stay to the southwest around 5 to 15. Tonight with partly cloudy skies, lows will be back to 17. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 21.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. One of the things tomorrow, well, we're going to preview, as Daddy said, some of the football games going on, including the Insight Bowl, which is tomorrow between Iowa and Missouri. We'll be talking with Andy Hamilton from
Iowa City Press Citizen. Set to join us.
So. Going
to
join us on the show tomorrow. Also, I always love when the end of the year lists come out. The Kearney Hub put their top 10 stories of the sporting year in their weekend edition, and we'll look at those. And, you know, every once in a while we like to nitpick. That's why they're out there. That's why we make lists. That's why we have Talk Radio to talk about that. I thought just on first glance, you know, you can't dispute any of the top five, and then you kind of fill that in with championships and individual accomplishments. And so
I think number one was pretty easy.
Yeah, that was pretty easy with UNK leaving to go to the MIAA here in a couple of years. So we'll talk about that. Your thoughts, if you get a chance, look at the Hub. You can always send us an email during the 24 hours or 3 hours that we're not here with you. But it's the end of the year. You always hear about end-of-the-year sales. Well, you don't have to wait till the end of the year to have a sale because they always take care of you at Midway. And he's finally recovered from riding that bull at the PBR event a week ago. Andy from Midway, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Well, great to catch up with you. Hope you had a great holiday and getting ready for a happy new year. I know you guys are working hard to make sure all of the Tri-Cities has a happy new year with the great deals you got going on.
No, absolutely. What we got going on right now is we actually have our gift to you, the Tri-Cities area, the Kearney community. We're doing free maintenance for 2011 on any brand-new Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Chevy, Cadillac, Buick product, or any Midway-certified pre-owned vehicle. We're talking a full year of maintenance for free, along with that Midway-certified peace of mind.
Annie, what else is going on here? At the end of the year, you always hear everybody trying to push vehicles. You guys obviously do that all year long, take care of your customer. We've had the Doug and Daddy special. We've had the Heisman special. We've had so many great deals that folks have been taking advantage of out there. And the lots, you know, we would say they're full, but we'd be lying because I know you guys are moving vehicles.
No, that's absolutely true. I'll tell you what, right now we actually have 8 2011 Chevrolet Traverses up on the Chevy Cadillac Buick side. We still have 10 Tahoes remaining. And then we also have down at the Jeep Chrysler Dodge, we actually have a rare deal. We actually have a couple 2010 brand new diesels, all the warranty, all the rebates that everybody can come to expect from that great company. And I'll tell you what, they're urea free, they're no hassle, fantastic deals. We also have a ton of minivans and a ton of journeys that we can go ahead and save you anywhere from $3,000 to $7,000 on.
Daddy, after all the food you ate this weekend, are you still urea-free?
I am. I can honestly say I am. And you've got that deal like BK. Buy 50 new pickups, get one free, don't you?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, anybody wants to come down and write me a check for 15 new vehicles, I'll throw one in for free.
Andy, great talking to you. Keep up the good work with the staff at Midway. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great first of the year. Happy New Year.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Andy at Midway. ThinkMidway.com. The Midway Auto Group is there for you. ThinkMidway.com. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Eric chimes in, and of course you have to remember, Eric, a frequent emailer, is an Iowa Hawkeye fan, says, I'm still upset I didn't get my Hawkeyes and Husker bowl game, all because Big 12 Commissioner Beebe. What a jerk. Would have been good preview of the Big Ten next year. Oh, well, I guess we'll wait until Lincoln. Yeah, Nebraska could be playing tomorrow night.
That's what everybody expected to be happening.
Nah, I sure would have rather than been playing Saturday.
You know tonight's Independence Bowl? Douglas, it ranks the number one and number two rushing teams in all the land. You know what they rank in passing? 117th and 119th.
Ooh.
Will the clock ever stop?
Out of 120.
Yes. The last five times, Paul Johnson was the Navy coach before moving to Georgia Tech. Do you know he beat the Air Force Academy the last five times he faced them?
Air Force, Georgia Tech, who you got?
Well, I've been so bad, I'm going to take
Air Force is favored, right?
Yes, Air Force is favored. Let me check that. I've got it in front of my neat little hands here. I'm knocking stuff over. Air Force favored by 2.5, 2 points.
But right you now. Like who?
I'm going to take Georgia Tech.
Oh, God. Duke is still a unanimous number one in the Associated Press Top 25 Men's Basketball poll. Ohio State, 2, followed by Kansas, Connecticut, Syracuse, then Pittsburgh, San Diego State, and Villanova, Georgetown, and Missouri. Our 9th and 10th.
I better make sure, Merritt, who did I pick on that sheet?
You picked Air Force.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Great. Well, I've been so bad on that. What do you do? Go give me Air Force.
Same as always. Same as always. You're just looking for the Air Force win non-cover. You're looking for the Air Force one-point win. You're trying to really make a prediction here, aren't you?
It's like I'm going for two last night.
And losing anyway. Florida International taking care of Toledo 34-32. Hey, we want to thank Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com for joining us on the program today. Tomorrow we'll preview the Iowa-Missouri matchup with Andy Hamilton. He's covering the Iowa Hawkeyes. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is tomorrow. Plus, we'll look at some of the top stories of the past year in the Tri-Cities and the state of Nebraska. Always love to hear from you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Email us to the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com. Holiday tournaments start this afternoon from Ravenna. We'll talk to you then.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. See you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.